ABC Radio Australia.
Just imagine for a moment that when a disaster hits, what is actually happening on the ground? So there's probably people everywhere. There's a little bit of panic. People aren't really sure what to do. And you're thinking about what you need to do as well. Joe, what does it look like on the ground during a disaster? Do people have sort of specific, really specific roles, I guess, within families of what they need to do during and after disasters?
It depends on a disaster. For example, some disasters are predictable and we can really get updates or warnings from before the disaster actually strikes. But for some, it happens without any signs or warnings from relevant authorities.
And is it like, you know, within a family too, are there roles that, okay, look, the younger brother, you need to go and do this. You need to go and round up all of your siblings, for example, and you look after them and then, you know, there's another job for mum and dad. They're doing this. Is that sort of like that, or is it sort of more informal?
It's like a delegation of duties, yeah. That's the idea, or the different duties that you've just outlined. It's more prevalent in traditional settings, in villages.
Recently in Tonga, they've had some training over there. They've been talking about the roles of particularly women during and after natural disasters in Tonga. Tonga Broadcasting Commission journalist Anasiu Falakono has this story.
The National Disaster Risk Management Office, in collaboration with the United Nations Institute Training and Research, are hosting a workshop for women's leadership in tsunami-based disaster risk reduction for tsunami in Tonga. In Tonga, women play pivotal roles at home and in the community, and Luisa Taonga of the National Disaster Risk Management Office says the training is to empower women in Tonga to know more about preparedness and to empower them during natural disasters.
This is quite an important training because it helps empower women, not only as leaders in their own ministries and their workplace, but leaders in their families, in their communities. And as we're seeing Tonga's vulnerability in terms of its geographical location, we also see that women are also part of the most vulnerable groups in terms of disasters. And this training seeks to empower them in order to make sound decision in preparedness, not just for responding, but preparing well ahead before an actual disaster, in this case a tsunami, occurs. That in turn, we're hoping that at the end of the day, the training will also, the knowledge and the skills that they will be obtaining from this important training will not only support their families, but support their workplace, but also trigger into the community as well in order to prepare for sudden onset disasters like tsunamis.
Pacific Prepared.